Support for this KQED podcast comes from Walmart Labs, based in Silicon Valley. Powered by its own open source technology, Walmart Labs engineers code in an agile DevOps environment. Learn more about engineering and big data positions at walmartlabs.com.
Good morning. I'm Queena Kim, and this is the California Report. A fire broke out near the Snow Summit Ski Resort south of Big Bear Lake in Southern California yesterday. It's forced the evacuation of up to 500 homes, many of them cabins and vacation homes. The blaze is 25% contained and grew up to 100 acres. For years, Californians have been hoping for some kind of earthquake warning system that would provide a few precious seconds to prepare. Japan has one, so does Mexico, and on the one-year anniversary of the Napa earthquake, a magnitude 6.0 that claimed one life, injured 200, and brought down whole sections of buildings in Napa and Vallejo, we ask, where are we on that earthquake warning system? KQED's science editor Craig Miller reports.
For nearly all Californians, when an earthquake strikes, this is all the warning they get. This 20 seconds brought to you by the South Napa quake as felt in Vallejo last August. As for the lack of warning, Jennifer Strauss is working on that. We're in her office looking at a California map with about 400 blue dots clustered along seismic faults.
So this map shows the current station density of seismometers.
Strauss is part of a team at UC Berkeley working with Caltech and state and federal agencies on what would be California's first statewide warning system for earthquakes.
And that's the goal of the USGS Shake Alert project with all of us involved, is that we want it to be just a thing that everybody has in their daily life as part of, you know, preparedness and safety.
But 2 years after state lawmakers authorized the project, we are far from that goal. One obstacle is money. Building out the system is estimated to cost at least $80 million, but the 2013 measure did not provide any government funding for things like expanding California's network of seismic sensors.
It's a big project.
Strauss says the number of dots on that map needs to just about double to have a rock-solid system.
The technology is getting here, but it's figuring out how to move beyond sort of the academic exercise of, is this scientifically possible? And moving into the realm of, well, how do you get an alert to people?
And that's proving to be the bigger challenge. The Amber Alert model, where it just goes to everybody's cell phone, turns out to be not that simple with earthquakes.
Earthquake. No. Shaking expected in 83 seconds.
This is what Shake Alert sounds like in its testing phase. A program installed on personal computers announces how intense the shaking is likely to be and provides a countdown in seconds.
Earthquake. No. Shaking expected in 68 seconds.
When the earth moved in Napa Valley, testers in Berkeley got about 10 seconds of warning before the first rumbles arrived. As it stands, Shake Alert is about 90% accurate. That is, about 1 in 10 alerts may be a false alarm.
You don't want an alert going out and have no shaking, as much as you don't want shaking with no alert.
Tim Strack heads the state's Seismic Safety Commission, and he's on the steering committee for the warning system. He says even 90% reliability probably won't pass muster with policymakers.
We can't have that with early warning earthquake, because we need the system to have credibility that if it alerts, it's coming.
Every Californian knows it's coming, the big one or a big one. They just don't know when. Nor does anyone seem to know when a workable statewide warning system will be ready for prime time.
I wish I could guess.
The system needs to be set up to do things like automatically open firehouse doors so equipment doesn't get trapped inside. And engineers are testing a feature that could send warnings out over FM radio stations.
We need to take that next step to engaging the public and local government, water systems, water districts, to see what they really feel is best for an early warning system.
Some federal assistance has trickled in, and state officials are looking for private investors to help fund the system. But Strack says that day when all Californians can have it on their cell phones, we're no closer to that than when the Napa quake struck 1 year ago. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
One group of Napa residents is still trying to recover their belongings after the quake. They had their stuff stored in Building 900 at Napa Self Storage. The unit was damaged in the earthquake and hasn't been repaired, so their stuff is still stuck inside. KQED's Danielle Venton takes it from there.
Jennifer Keller needed extra storage space after her family moved to a smaller condo.
We had our winter gear and Christmas ornaments and decorations and our Christmas tree.
Plus, she and her husband had just started a business selling wine country-themed condiments and had received a shipment of empty glass jars. She assumes they're still in good condition, but can't say for sure. The storage building was red-tagged by the city, meaning no one is allowed to enter. It's been a frustrating few months. Tenants say Napa Self-Storage has been vague and haphazard in its communications. We called Napa Self-Storage, but didn't hear back in time for this story. In January, tenants were told if they wanted their things back, they needed to cover the cost of temporarily shoring up the building so crews can enter and remove the items. The estimate runs at nearly $170,000, and it came as a shock.
My husband had actually anticipated that there would be some kind of buy-in to the effort, but never the amount that they were requesting.
Elizabeth McKinney is an artist in Napa. Some of her earliest paintings are in her storage unit. Tenants came up with most of the money themselves, but got some help from the Napa Valley Community Disaster Relief Fund and several thousand dollars from the owners of the storage facility. No date for repairs and retrieval has yet been set. For the California Report, I'm Danielle Venton.
And that's the California Report for Monday, August 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.